Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Following a 1-0 loss in the series finale to the Washington Nationals, it drops the Mets to 42-43 on the season. Time for the highlights of the game, brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. The Mets let one get away last night, but had a chance to leave Washington with wins in 3 of 4. Jose Quintana, who became an American citizen back in March, appropriately got the start tonight on Independence Day. Jake Irvin started for the Nationals, and it was a pitcher's duel right from the very start. Scoreless through the first four, and only 3 hits combined. Quintana walked 2, working around a one-out walk in the first, and got Nick Senzel to ground into a double play after a one-out walk in the fourth. Irvin struck out 5 through the first 4. He started the 5th with another of Mark Vientos and finished the inning by retiring 8 in a row. Quintana faced his first big test in the bottom of the 5th, giving up a single to Riley Adams to lead off the inning. Ildemiro Vargas then bunted him to move him over, and then Jacob Young walked. So his first and second, one out, and the top of the order up. Quintana faced C.J. Abrams, and the always dangerous Nationals shortstop faced a variety of breaking balls, and the Mets pitcher able to keep Abrams off balance.
Quintana ready at the belt. Does not look. Now fires the 2-2, and it's caught on and missed. Got him with a slurve. 2 down. First strikeout for Quintana. And that really wasn't in up there swirling around as a thought yet, because he hadn't struck anybody out. Certainly looking for the double play ball with one out, but the strikeout helps.
Now is the save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. A huge out for Quintana, who could exhale for the moment, and after getting the Nats' leadoff hitter, he had to figure out a way to get Lane Thomas, who had walked and singled in his first 2 at-bats, but this time it was Quintana who won the battle.
Scoreless bottom 5. First pitch. Breaking ball chopped toward third. Vientos charges, steps on the bag just ahead of Adams, and the inning is over. Quintana in and out of trouble, and through 5, the Mets and the Nationals are scoreless in D.C. on Independence Day.
And Quintana looked a little shaky in that inning, but certainly able to get out of it, while Irvin continued to be sharp, getting 3 fly ball outs in a row in the 6th. Lindor drove on all the way to the wall, but just missed a homer, and they were scoreless heading to the bottom of the 6th, where Quintana looked much better to start the inning, retiring the first 2 batters. James Wood singled, though, with 2 outs. Mark Vientos has been known for his bat so far, but on this day, came through with his glove.
The 2-1. Senzel rips it toward third. Catch made by Vientos, lunging and reaching to his left. That ball was destined for the corner, and Mark Vientos got leather in the way to retire the side. No runs a hit, no errors, 1 left. 6 scoreless from Jose Quintana.
Well, they don't call it the hot corner for nothing. Through 6, they were scoreless. Vientos able to nab the hot smash, 97 off the bat by the Nats' third baseman, and Vientos made a nice play on it to stretch to grab the liner to retire Nick Senzel to end the inning. The Mets went down in order in the 7th, and Irvin went that deep into the game for the second time this year and got D.J. Stewart swinging to end the inning to notch his 7th strikeout. Quintana started the 7th and hit Adams to put the leadoff man on, as they did in the 5th, and the bunt was on again this time, and Vargas, though, popped up, and Quintana ran it down for the out, avoiding a collision with Pete Alonso in the process. Jacob Young flew out for the 2nd out, and then it was Abrams coming to the plate for a 4th time against Quintana, who may have bent a couple of times in this game, but certainly didn't break.
The 0-1 from Quintana. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It's pretty deep. Gamble's over towards the corner. He has space in front of the warning track. He makes the catch for the final out. 7 shutout innings for Jose Quintana. He works around a leadoff hit by pitch to strand Riley Adams.
The Nationals shortstop remained hitless, and Quintana was at 95 pitches through seven and kept the game scoreless. A good bounce back for the Mets lefty today, but they didn't get anything going offensively, so it was up to Adrian Hauser to start the eighth. He promptly struck out Thomas to start the inning, matching Quintana's total from the first seven. Jesse Winker came on as a pinch hitter with favorable numbers against Hauser, hitting 409 with five homers in 22 at-bats, and he continues to own the Mets reliever.
The 1-0. Winker hits a high fly ball right field. Gamble looks up. It's gone. A pinch hit home run for Jesse Winker. He's had something to get the Mets his whole life. He does it here in a Nationals uniform. And on Independence Day, he gives the hometown Nats a 1-0 lead, breaking this scoreless tie, ripping one over the high wall in right, his 10th of the year.
Well, the Mets have had people who can wear the title of nemesis, and Jesse Winker is one of those guys, and today came through with the big hit, and that was the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets' turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. That was also the smash of the game, brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. Winker's sixth home run in his career off Hauser, certainly a no-doubter, and Hauser made what has been a rare mistake, and with one swing of the bat, certainly everything just became undone as the scoreless tie was broken. The Mets trail for the first time today. Hauser retired the next two batters, but the damage was done as the Mets trailed by a run with three outs to go. So Derek Law started the ninth for the Nationals, looking for his first save of the season. McNeil, who had the Mets' only hit on the day, struck out to lead off the inning. Lindor hit a ground ball hard up the middle, but C.J. Abrams made a terrific play, running it down, getting a favorable hop as well, and was able to throw out Lindor for the second out. So that left the final hope up to Brandon Nimmo.
And now these Nationals fans get to their feet. Here in Washington, D.C., Law spins the 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Nimmo down on strikes. The ball game is over. The Nationals win it. And they split the four-game set, taking the last two after the Mets won on Monday and Tuesday. A Jesse Winker pinch-hit home run gets the Nationals to a 1-0 shutout win against the New York Mets.
So Nimmo goes down swinging. The Mets shut out for the seventh time this year and wind up with the series split, losing it by a score of 1-0. There was no insurance run, but when it is needed, and when it is, NJM has it covered. NJM, no jingles or mascots, just great insurance. And it was just a great pitching duel today on both sides, and the Mets come up on the short end, losing by a score of 1-0. Quintana was more than solid for seven innings, give the Mets some much-needed length, and Hauser, who has really found a home in the Mets bullpen after struggling as a starter, made that one bad pitch to Winker, and he made him pay. He takes the loss. He's 1-5, while Jake Irvin was outstanding today. 99 pitches over eight innings. He gave up one hit, walked one, struck out eight, and Derek Law working a perfect ninth, needing only nine pitches to get through the three hitters he faced in McNeil, Lindor, and Nimmo, getting Nimmo to strike out to end it, and that was it as he gets his first save of the season. And the Mets lose it by a score of 1-0 to the Nationals to split the four-game series.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.